We're going to look at the page that starts with problem 11, because we did up through problem 10 last time. Okay, so that means that I want you to follow along and try them as we're going along. So, this one, I go out to budget message and I come back, and this is the processing that I do. So there's four problems on this page. Go through and do the four problems, please. And we will go over them.
If you don't mind me glaring medicine, they'll be a show back.
That's why I said I want you to follow along. Hello?
I'm working on it.
I just want you to follow along while I'm doing the class.
Where?
Wrong
exercise. We'll
get to that one later. This is
pseudocode
to play computer.
Right. It's, what is it? The first one. No, well, wait a minute. Let's go back and see which one it is. Okay, the one it is in-class logic exercise. So we're doing in-class logic exercise. Okay? And when you get to that, we're scrolling down to number 11, because we did 1 through 10 last week. If you didn't get the attendance sheet, watch out that you get it. Two people just came in, so after they sign.
Since we probably got like one or two more. Declare variables. No, not
really.
Is this secret? We can't see it. It's hard.
Declare variables, ID number.
That means set up the memory variables, and the input tells what you're taking in. The other things that you're setting up are things you're calculating. Like message. Results are, that's just using pseudocode as opposed to flowcharts.
Fair enough. So,
okay, how are we doing on 11 through 14?
15, it would be 4. Wait, what's the budget? It is
second to last. So,
if you get bored, you can keep going, and then you'll get to be bored at the end.
Is there a next one?
Yeah,
next package? Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, let's take a look at these. So I'm looking at 11 first. 11 comes in, and it, again, I declare my variables, I take in my input, and now I go out to the subroutine. So I'm coming out here to the subroutine. When I finish the subroutine, I'm going back, and then I'm dropping down to the output. So I go out, I come back, and then I drop down to the next thing. Okay? So, on number 11, I ask the first question, is department greater than 15? Is department greater than 15? Hello? Is department greater than 15?
No.
Is 10 greater than 15?
No.
That's what we're asking here. No. So therefore, what is my message going to be? Cut 3%. I said for output, I wanted the ID and then the message. And I didn't mention the location. So I'm going to just sneak it in there. And that's where it would go in the output. Okay, number 12. What's the deal?
Department's
greater than 15, so I continue on with the yes. Is budget greater than 500,000?
No.
No. So I take the no branch. Is spent greater than 250,000?
Yes.
Yes. So what is my message?
Cut 5%.
Cut 5%. Because it is greater than 250, so it's cut 5%. What is problem 13?
Department greater than 15.
Yep.
Budget isn't greater than 500,000.
Right.
Spent is greater than 250,000, so you're going to cut 5%.
I'm going to cut 5% again. And what about the next one? Yep.
And budget is not greater than
500,000.
Right. And spending is not greater than
25,000.
250,000,
so it's 4%. Right. So it's cut 4%. That's a 4. Cut 4%. There was no department that was greater than 15 that had a budget greater than 500,000, so there was no cut 7%. So I didn't go to that. Okay, take a look at the next three or four or whatever comes up on the next one. Now I have flipped over to pseudocode. Okay, so I am looking at this one using pseudocode. Okay, so I'm asking, is department less than 20, and I'm proceeding along the lines in that one. So work for a few minutes on those, and then we'll go over them.
One, I'm going to start from 18. Yeah. Okay, clear variables, I
mean,
so that's an error.
Or maybe just goes right.
And it's so it outputs nothing. It either outputs nothing or an error. Or it goes down. Same with, oh wait, no, 14 units.
Message says cut 5%. Else is the no. So else is the no. And in the no, I ask, is the budget greater than 350,000? And if it is, I am going to cut 7%. And if it's not, I'm going to cut 6%. So you can turn that into a flowchart if you like flowcharts better than pseudocode. So I asked, is department less than 20? Yes. Continues on. No. Asks about budget. So the else is a no. So let's take a look at 15. Where does 15 go? Yeah.
6%.
I have seven.
What is this supposed to say? I made a mistake in my flowchart, didn't I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's 7%.
It's supposed to, I think, oh wait, no, we're not on that.
Oh, this should have been 7%. I made a mistake in the flowchart. And that's 6%.
We're on 15.
And that's
5%.
Yeah, so the flowchart is greater than 350, cut 7%. I just copied and cut 5. So now let's try that again. So, is department less than 20?
No.
No. Is budget greater than 350,000?
Yes.
Yes. So cut 7%. I don't remember what you said.
I was looking at the other one, that's why.
Yeah, no. And I suddenly realized that I've written the wrong thing up there on the flowchart. Okay, what's problem 16? That's right. No other questions. Just cut 5%. And what about the last one?
That cut 6%.
Right. Because on the last one, the department is not less than 20, so I take the no. The budget is not greater than 350, so I take the no, and I get cut 6%. Notice also in the output that the message is the last thing. So I added it in as the last thing there because I said write the message out last. On the other one, I had put the message in earlier. On this one, I put the message in last. Okay, go on to 18, 19, and 20. And be careful on this one, because notice there is no else associated with the odor question about department less than 20. There's no else associated.
So does that mean that's an and relationship?
It's not a pure and relationship because, okay, looking at the flowchart, I'm starting out and saying is department less than 20? And if it is, then I'm saying is the budget greater than 350,000? And if it is, then I cut 7%. Well, those two are in an and relationship. To get 7%, I've got an and relationship. But if I get a no to this, then I'm going off in another direction. And so it's not a pure cut. You know, because if I get a no to that, then I've got an alternative. And the alternative is to one of them, not to both be a no.
So what do we do if it's a no? We just kind of...
Well, what does the flow chart and the pseudo code tell you to do?
And if.
It tells you to end if, so it tells you to do nothing.
So that return an error code or would it return nothing?
No, it would return nothing. So I'm saying write out message, in that case, would be a space because it's writing out the contents of message. Presumably, the contents of message has nothing in it. If I had put something in it and hadn't cleaned it out, I'd get junk. But we'll pretend that it is empty. Okay? So basically, what I've got is I've got a memory variable called message. In this case, I put cut 7% in it. In this case, I put cut 5% in it. In this case, I put nothing in it. So we'll assume it stays nothing. Okay? So, what is the first one going to be?
Space.
Right. Yeah. It's nothing. So it's going to be just a space coming out there, or spaces, or whatever. But nothing is going to show up. Okay, you can write nothing, you can write null, you can write space, anything you want. A triangle like that is a way of indicating something is a space. Okay, so we lots of times use a triangle to show a space. What is the second one going to be?
I got to cut 6%.
Yep, because it is less than 20. And the budget is not greater than 350,000, so it's cut 6%. Interesting percent sign, but anyway. Number 20 is what?
Nothing.
Nothing again.
I've seen people draw percent signs where they never leave or they never remove the pen from the paper. So it's just not one right. Solid sound for the thing. It's weird.
So essentially, that one is nothing too. Because both of those do not have departments less than 20, and so there's no message to put out.
So if you fed that further into, if you fed that into a algorithm that automatically adjusted budgets, instead of just printing out what the chip should be, that means that anything that got no on the first question, just no cut whatsoever.
Yeah. So that's what I'd hope for, right? Okay, look at the next three or four or whatever it is. Okay, this one is the same as the other, except I've now added something. So I've now said, if department is less than 20, yes, I'm asking about the budget. No, I'm saying cut 5%. So now I've got something over there. Whereas in the previous one, I didn't have any else on that, so I didn't have anything over there. So that's the outer if. The inner if is still asking the same question. Is the budget greater than 350,000? And if it is, I'm cutting 7%. And if it's not, I'm cutting 6%. So this one is adding that in. I'll give you a minute or two to play with those and then we'll do it. So these are essentially the same one that you just looked at, as I said, except that now I've added the else to department less than 20. And in most cases in programming, you want to do that. You want to not have the do nothing in most cases.
So, that one is zero. Nothing. There's no witnesses.
So, how do you know that the cut 5% is the else?
It's not less.
Because else connects to the first if available. So that else going down, that else connected up to that if. So therefore, this else connects to that if.
No,
else connects to
greater than.
To the first if going up, to the first if that's available for it. So this else connects up to there, and that end if goes to that.
And then,
Okay. So, what do I have? What's the first one going to be?
5%.
Before it was nothing. Before it was nothing, now it is cut 5% because I put the cut 5% in. Okay. On the next one, what is it? A 6%. And that's the same as it was in the last one. And what is the third one?
5%.
What?
5%.
Right. It's cut 5%. And again, on the last one, when I didn't have an else for the outer if, it was spaces. Okay. Questions. Be sure to ask if I'm not making sense. My job is to try to make sense. Your job is to tell me when I don't succeed.
Clearly you're doing it right.
No, you're just maybe not doing your job. It's unclear. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the next, I believe it's the next three. And I've added another thing in. But notice the way I've added them in. There's only one of these that has an else. Only one of these has an else. And that's the middle if.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
The inner if doesn't have an else, and the outer if doesn't have an else. Only the middle if has an else.
Budget would have been false. This is going to be false. So we cut by.
Okay, so this one has two and ifs. Two and ifs without elses. Two ifs and ifs without elses. So there's nothing to do if I get a no to department less than 20. If department is less than 20 and the budget's okay, I'm fine. If the budget's not okay, I ask about spend. If that's okay, I cut 6%, so I'm fine. But if spend isn't greater than $250,000, I have nothing to do. Okay, so there's going to be multiple cases where I could do nothing. I don't know if there's multiple ones in my problems, but there could be. So, on the first one, what have I got?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
7%. It's better here.
Cut 7%. Whoops. There we go. Let's try that one more time. Cut 7%. Okay, the reason would be that department is less than 20, so I take the yes. Budget is greater than 350, so I take the yes, and I cut 7%. On the next one, what have I got?
The
triangle. I've got nothing. Because the department is not less than 20. So I have nothing. On the third one, what have I got?
6%.
Cut 6%. Okay, because I have department is less than 20. Budget is not greater than 350, so I take the no. Spend is greater than 250, so I get cut 6%. What if the spend here had been 175 instead of 275? Then what would I have gotten?
Well, it's the spend greater than nothing.
I would have got nothing. So if the spend here had been 175,000 instead, everything else the same, then I would have got nothing. Okay, because I would have got a no, and that would have given me nothing. On the last one, I ended up having everything have an else. Okay, so on this one, everything has an else. Yes.
There's a typo in there.
Yeah, you're right. 27 is there twice. To you.
You should get the glasses, the sunglasses, so you can do that. You should, like, deal with it.
You can either call it 27-1, 27-2, or 27-A, 27-B, or 27-28. Your call.
We know how to do the
I make at least one typo in everything I do.
You realize that you just initiated the Where's Waldo game now.
No, I didn't. Have something to do. So this one is very complete because I have an action for every possibility. Every possibility has an action. So, starting with 27, the first 27, what am I going to have?
Cut
4%. Cut 4% because the department is not less than 20. On the next one, the second 27, what have I got?
Cut 5%.
Yeah.
Cut 5%. Why?
Because profit is less than 20.
Right.
Budget is not greater than 350,000.
Right.
Spent is not greater than 250,000.
Exactly. So I get the cut 5%. 29 is what?
6%.
Right. 29 got a yes to the department because 10 is less than 20. It got a no to the budget question because it's not greater than 350. And it got a yes to the spent question. So I'm getting the cut 6%. And what about the last one?
Cut 5%.
Cut 5% again. Okay. If I had a department less than 20 with a budget greater than 350, I would have gotten the cut 7%, but I didn't have that, so I didn't get it. Okay. So, we finished this. Any questions? Okay. Next thing that we're going to look at is and I just closed everything up, apparently. Very clever. Whoops. Okay. The next one is the flowchart and pseudocode assignment. I want to look at that next. Notice I said this is a quiz, but it's not the quick quizzes. It's a quiz that actually counts as a test as opposed to a quiz. Now, when I count something as a test, that means it counts like a homework. Homeworks in this class tend to be about 2, 3, or 4% of your grade because I give so much homework. that's the advantage of getting so much homework. They don't count much. Okay, so it's either 2, 3, or 4% of your grade. Tests would count in the 4% area. The 2, 3, and 4 is determined about the hardness of the test or the hardness of the homework, in my opinion. Okay, so this would count about 4%, and I can't promise that because it all depends on what I give you and how the averages work out, but it's around 4%. So keep that in mind. If hard homework counts 4% and you don't do 3 of them, you've already lost a grade. You don't do 5 of them, you lost 2 grades. So it's important to keep the homework coming. Okay, so this will count as a test. That means there's no resubmit. Okay? It's a high-end homework, basically, as far as counting is concerned. And the homework that I'm going to give, the logic PowerPoint, is a high-end. The in-class logic exercise is not, because we did it together. Okay? So, here is the test. And let me go through how this works. I drew a flowchart. Now, I had a toy when I drew this. I have a toy that has the screen that you can draw on. And you can see how successful I am at drawing on the screen. Okay? But I gave it a shot.
It's actually kind of cute.
I still do it, huh?
It's actually kind of cute.
So I drew on the screen and then copied and pasted and used it or whatever. And, Okay. So now I come down to problem one. And it says, assume the following. One will be put in the memory variable count. So I have a memory variable called count, and it has a 1 in it. A will be put in the memory variable called code. So I have a memory variable called code, I'm putting an A in. And 25 will be put in the memory variable called cost. So that has 25 in it. So now I said, after following the logic and the flowchart, what will be in the memory variable count? So that's my question. So I start out. Is code equal to A?
Yeah.
Yes. Is cost greater than 50? No. So I say count equals count minus 1. So what is count going to become?
Zero.
So count just became a 0. So my answer to question 1 is 0. Okay? So now I go on to question 2. The memory variable count will contain the answer to your problem from question 1. So it's got a 0. A will be in code, and this will be 100. Okay, 100 will be in cost. So, now if I go through the flowchart, is code equal to A? Yes. Is cost greater than 550? Yes. So what do I do?
Add 1 to count.
Add 1 to count, count's now a 1. The answer to this question is 1. Okay? And then you just keep going. So you got the first 2 correct. Okay? Then when you keep going, and somebody in the other class asked about question 10, and I talked about that a little, so we'll look down at question 10. Okay, question 10, and I don't know why he picked 10 instead of 9, but he did. Question 10 uses 9 and 10 all use this flowchart. And they all start out with, I said, Rhode Island will be put in the memory variable state. 1987 will be put in the memory variable year. 2500 will be put in the memory variable income. And the memory variable message will be blank. After following the logic flowchart, what will be in the memory variable message? Well, basically, if you get a no to that, nothing will change in message. It will still be blank. If I follow this chain, message will become an okay. If I follow this chain, message will become problem. So it will either stay blank, it will pick up an okay, or it will pick up problem. And that would be the answer that you write out. Either okay, blank, or problem. Okay? So So that, I think there's 25 questions in this. Yep. And hopefully I numbered them right. But there are 25 questions. Okay, now what we're going to do is look at this one, which is the logic PowerPoint assignment. We're getting back into loops. We've been focusing on if statements. Tuesday I did an exercise on loops, and or PowerPoint on loops. Now I'm getting back into loops. So, wait a minute. I actually want to look at this the second slide. The second slide has my data. And I have up at the top what the data is. Item number, item name, on hand, on order, reorder point, cost, price, and vendor number. So this is the first record. That's the first record. And I probably should have put an EOF symbol in here, but you can assume that after the last record gets written, the EOF marker gets put on it. So I have an end of file EOF marker at the end. So that's the data that I'm processing. Okay? So, we will go through and look at the first problem. Okay, so I tell you what the problem is. I want to produce a report using the logic shown. The report should contain item number, item name, price, cost, and profit. Profit is the difference between price and cost. Okay, so I start out and I have the initializing read, which reads the first record. So it has read this record. Okay. It's not end of file. I get a yes to the not end of file question because it read successfully. And end of file means it didn't read successfully. So it's not end of file. So I say calculate profit. So I have a memory variable someplace that has profit in it. And profit is going to be price minus cost, so it's going to be 2089. Okay, that's what's sitting in profit right now on the first record. 9589 minus 75 is 2089. Then I said set up the line for the report, which basically gets it ready in memory. And then I said write the report. And I want to see 1111, and then oak, and then price, which is 95.89, and then cost, which is 75, and then profit, which is 2089. So I write that out. And as soon as I write it, I read another record. So the second record, and all records till the end, is read here. So all records are read there. And notice I do the read right before I go back and check. So I read the second record, and then I immediately go back and check to make sure the read was successful. If it was successful, I start the processing. If it was not successful, I drop out and stop. So I read the second record, I come over here, it's not end of file, so I calculate profit. Profit is now going to be $17.99. Then I set up the line, write the line. So I'm writing 1212, red maple, 117, whatever, 99, 100, and 1799. Okay? And as soon as I do that, I read another record. So I read the third record. And it's not in the file, so it goes through and does the calculation. So for number one, I basically step through the file. And number one is tedious because you have to write out a lot of stuff. It gets better. So that's what you have to do for number one. Then you're going to move on to number two. And I'm actually going to give you the answer for number two. Number two is there any difference in the output using the logic in problem one and using the logic in problem two? And the answer is no. Because what I'm doing is, if it's not, read the first record. As long as it's not in the file, I come over here to process. When I'm done processing, I come back. So I go over, I come back, and then I immediately go over here. So I go over and check for not in the file. As long as this read, which reads the second record on until in the file. As long as that read was successful, it will be not in the file, and I'll go up and process, come back, after I've read, go check, and I'll keep going through that all the time. So basically what I've done here is I've got a module, a subroutine, a routine, a procedure, pick a name. But I'm going out and doing one of those. And it does it, and then it comes back and processes. So the logic is exactly the same. I think your book likes module the best. Questions? Okay. Now the third one. In the third one, I'm asking a question. I'm asking, is on hand greater than 25? So I read the first record. And then I go over to process. And the first thing it asks is on hand greater than 25? Is it?
No.
No. On hand is 5 for record one. So it's not greater than 25. So what do I do?
Down and reads another record.
He comes down and reads another record. So I guess the no, does anything go out? Does anything write?
No.
For that first record? No. It's like an access. Relate this to access. If I had set up those fields in access, and under the on hand field, I put greater than 25 in the criteria line, then it wouldn't have written that record when I looked at the records. Would it write the second record?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the second record has an on-hand greater than 26. It would write the third record because that's greater than 45 is greater. It would not write the fourth record because that's a 10. Okay, so it only does the writing if I get a yes to that question. If I get a no to that question, it doesn't do the writing.
So to answer that, you want us to write out each one that is a yes?
Yes. And you're only supposed to write the item number, item name, on hand, and on order. And as far as I'm concerned with item name, you can kind of do a ziggy line after the first letter or something. Okay? Well, that's what I do. R, okay. Ziggy line.
Is that a technical term?
Yes, it is. Clearly. Haven't you heard people talking about ziggy lines all the time?
Well, I haven't taken hullabaloo yet, so.
Okay. So the next one is close the ink layer, and this one is asking, is both on hand, I've got a choice of on hand or on order, so this is an or thing. If on hand's greater than 25, I write. If not, I check if on order's greater than 25. And if it is, I write. Otherwise, nope. And then the next one gets into pseudocode. Okay, so I've got a mixture of programming and pseudocode. this asks, the last one had an or, this one asks an and. If on hand's greater than 25 and price is greater than 75, right. Okay? So, that is your homework assignment. I've got a little more than 15 minutes. I'd like you to get started on it so you can ask some questions. If you have a problem, ask. I would suggest that you skip number one and come back to it, because that's just a bunch of